Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Full Coverage, a podcast by beauty addicts for beauty addicts. We are your hosts, professional makeup artist Harriet Hadfield.
Hello.
And unprofessional make beauty junkie, I don't remember the words, Lindsay Kelp. Oh. I just, full disclosure, it's Friday night and we have had a beverage.
And we've earned that beverage.
It's been a bloody long week.
I'm so happy right now to see you, to see some bubbling rosé, and we've just consumed two pizzas and some cheesy knots.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I'm good. I'm happy.
I nearly started singing Bubbling Hot when he said some bubbling. I was like, Bubbling Hot. Hot, bubbling hot. Is it Shabba Ranks? I feel like it was Shabba Ranks.
I don't know.
Shabba. I'm older than you and that's okay.
It's all good.
We've had a long week.
Paddington.
We've had a lot of work. Paddington's here. We are in...
He's been really antisocial
Shea
tonight.
Hadfield, and Paddington is feeling a bit antisocial because he's been like Prince Paddington
all day. I took him to work with me today and he was... I don't want to say malls. That's really dark. People were very into him, Lindsay, which is
mithered.
Like the nicest feeling as like a dog mum to be like, oh, I've
that's
my
what
my
we
child.
Would say in the note. We would say he was mithered to death.
He was mithered. He's had a lot of attention. I think he's all attentioned out. So he's like, can you all just back
he just
the
wants
F
to
off?
Sit in his corner and have a minute. I think we should respect his wishes.
He's watching us through the bars. The bars of jail.
It's so cute. But he likes to be in his jail.
Yeah, it's a crate, not a cage, people.
And he loves it.
And he loves it. So today we are going to have a very exciting Ask Us Anything episode because you had a lot of questions and we want to answer them. We want to.
We're there to please.
We got to. So we're going to start new news because there's actually, I was putting it together this morning and I was like, oh, there's no news. And then it
there's
turns
out. There's a ton, Lindsay.
There's loads on news.
There's
loads
so much
of it.
This month.
So kicking off very, very quickly, new Fenty launches.
Yep.
Three new shades of lip stunner paint coming out.
It's been a big launch for them, hasn't it, the lip stunners?
It has.
I feel like
so
it's been a big...
Three new lip stunners and two new kilowatt highlighters, one in pale blue and one in hot pink. I feel like, I'm going to make myself unpopular, I would like to see something new from Fenty.
Lindsay, you ask for one thing and you don't get it. And then when you do get it, you're not satisfied.
Well, that's true. But like, I mean, we had the face powder. Fine, that's a staple that we needed in the range. I get that. Concealer, a staple that you needed in the range.
Yeah.
But I think of Fenty and I kind of think of innovation and new and exciting. And we've not had that in a minute.
It's a double-edged sword. I only want something that's going to be something different, exciting and good. I don't want that pattern of like...
Yeah, I don't want
repetitive,
it for the sake of wanting it.
Yeah, I don't want to see a concealer that's 70 shades just for the sake of being concealer.
I'm ready for
shades.
Something new and exciting from Fenty. I like the lip stunner. I don't like the applicator. I love the kilowatt highlighter, but neither of these colours are for me, realistically.
I still think the matchsticks are probably the best thing, I think,
I love
for
those
me.
Bloody matchsticks. They're so good. The highlighters are amazing if that's your jam and you want a bright blue one or a neon pink one. But, like, that's up to you. You do you. You do you.
You do you.
But that's coming out February 12th, so it'll be out by the time you hear this. So if you've already got one, let us know. NARS.
There's a lot of NARS stuff happening, Lindsay.
NARS.
The most recent news in
NARS. It's all fine.
So NARS have three new launches out at the moment. We have the first one, which I think is really exciting for NARS. And I don't think they've done this before. Correct me if I'm wrong, guys. They have brought out a multi-use gloss. Now, it comes in like a lip gloss applicator, but rather than a doe foot, it's almost like a plastic. You remember we used to put glue on those spatulas in primary school? Yeah. It's like one of those in a tube.
Nice.
So very, very flexible. Obviously, it's not super stiff. It doesn't hurt the eye. So they have brought out their newest product is Standout Shine Daring Dimension Multi-Use Gloss. So I like this. It does come in a lipstick, a lip gloss looking applicator. So nice and portable, not too messy, no lids you've got to take off. And you don't have to necessarily use your fingers, but obviously you can to blend. All of them are quite shimmery, I will say. The gloss feels very I want to use the word oily, not in a way to scare you, more in a sense that it's hydrating. It's not kind of like...
Well, that's good, because a lot of the time they feel tacky, and I think that feels weird on the eyelid.
Yes, this has a lot of slip on it. It's not that kind of like sticky lip gloss feeling on your eyes, but obviously you can use them on your cheeks, use them on your lips. The shades I've got here, I think I've got 5 from the collection.
They look
and
gorgeous.
They really are very high-end looking, very kind of molten, metallic. They kind of have that like... not duochrome, but definitely that nice shimmer where I think it's going to naturally add
There's
dimension.
A flip in it. Yeah, for sure.
You're going to almost get that slightly contoured eye look just from the fact that the light will play really nicely in them. And I think my favourite is probably the bronzy gold shade, which is called Working Girl.
Working 9 to 5.
So they come out on February the 14th. Valentine's Day. Very, very soon. So they will be out very, very soon. I don't have a price on that. It's the only thing. Sometimes we don't get sent prices for new launches. So these aren't out yet, but I think they'll be very popular.
We'll add it to the show notes for sure.
Indeed we will. Indeed we will.
I'm really glad that you've got these, because I had read about them and seen the email, and I was just like, oh, is it just a lip gloss that they've thought, let's chuck it on the eyes? So I'm very excited to learn that is in fact not the case.
It's not the case.
Because they're extending the lip gloss line as well.
Yes, right? So there are more lip glosses coming out as well. The lip gloss, so the extension of the line, again, also more shades available from 14th of February.
Noted.
But the other thing that I think is going to get a lot of people excited, and I think will probably, I'm going to predict it, maybe be a sellout, maybe, is the new Exposed collection. Now this is Cheeks, so it's a really beautiful formula. It's very silky to the touch, mm-hmm. almost as if it's like one of those kind of like gel cream powders, but it is a powder. It goes on the cheeks beautifully, it blends beautifully, and I feel like there's quite good lasting power with this. I was playing it with it earlier today actually, and I really love the shades. Very, very on trend with the spring, kind of pastel hues, very candy colours, lots of really cute pinks and corals. So very spring friendly.
And the palette
friendly.
Itself is gorgeous.
It's wavy.
It's gorgeous.
It's wavy. It actually gorgeous. Looks like even the way that the powders are baked, they have that kind of like wave-like texture.
It's gorgeous. Also out right now, actually, the Maybelline Puma Athleisure collection.
Get it while it's hot.
Yes. And they, I think it was exclusive to Ulta on launch, and then we'll see where it goes after that. It's the cheek. There's a face gloss and blush duo stick.
Right.
There's one of the chrome highlighters, which I love. There is a smudge-proof mascara and the Superstay matte inks, which I know is a favorite of McMandy.
Yep, she loves that.
Classic McMandy. And then there's the eyeshadow sticks. Unfortunately, the eyeshadow sticks, for some reason, appear to have been held up. And
I'll be honest,
Lindsay,
that's the one I'm most excited about.
I know. And they are that duo end. So it's matte on one end, metallic on the
love
other.
Love that.
I'm very excited. That's a big thing that's happening now. The Huda Beauty matte and metallic sticks have just launched also. So that's a thing that's happening. I made fun of that Puma Maybelline collection. And now I'm literally like waiting for it to drop. Hate myself. Love it. Wet n Wild also bringing out an athleisure collection.
Yes.
The Pump collection.
I feel like this is to be expected. I feel like Wet n Wild have been doing a lot of good things at the minute. They feel very ahead of the curve, especially for their price point.
Yeah.
So I'm interested by this. I don't know if I'm the exact target market, but I'm still interested.
I'm more interested than I thought I would be. When I looked at it, they've teamed up with, I'm going to get her name wrong, Cassie Ho from Blogilates.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually really interesting. Rather than just doing their regular products and putting the word fit on it, as some other brands might have done in the past, they've actually created new products. And the one thing that I think is actually quite interesting, there's this Partner Up series in it. So there's all the stuff you expect to see.
Yes.
Like, you know, sponge proof mascara, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
But then there's a lot of sticks. So they've made a lot of sticks, and there is like a cooling hydrating stick. It all feels very milk.
I was going to say, that sounds very milk.
So there's a cooling hydrating stick, there's a mattifying stick, there is a toner stick, there's a blemish stick, there's blush sticks and big fat chunky lip balms also. And then you can also buy, for I think it's $1.50, a little connector, so you can join two of them together and have a little double-ended stick.
I like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's total gimmick, but I'm really into it. The other thing that I really liked that they have is an exfoliating fizzy face balls. I'm saying it wrong, but it's like a little round box that's got, it looks like it's got little bonbons in it, like, you know, chewy
really
bonbons.
Want a bonbon right now,
right? So it looks like chewy bonbons, but they're actually fizzing face powder, exfoliating face powder wash. So you take one of the little balls, wet it, and then wash your face with it. Don't wash your face, with, balls. With other balls.
Don't wash your face with balls.
Don't do that.
That's teabagging, Lindsay. That's teabagging. It's a good job McMandy's not here.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, that's nice.
That's teabagging McMandy. Oh, I'm sorry, McMandy. I love you. I'm not even going to put that in there because that would be inappropriate. But I do think I am interested in that, and I didn't expect to be. And it's like $7.99 for the box, and I thought that looked really interesting. So I might check some of that out. But I do think it's interesting to see how that's filtered down now all the way to Wet n Wild.
I feel like when we first started this podcast, that was one of our first topics.
Was gym makeup, and the Tarte collection.
And it's still here, which is interesting. Yes. It's still kind of having that presence within beauty.
Still echoing. Well, because I think athleisure just grows and grows and
athleisure.
Grows. Athleisure, like, gets bigger, like, every year.
You love it.
Like, every time I go to the gym, there's, like, another girl there with eyelash extensions.
Hair flip.
And, like, so much makeup. It's, like, crazy. Also new. It's not our Valley Girl accent, but the two-faced Erica Jane collection. Harry, stop pulling that face at me. You know you're excited about this.
I am. What's the question?
Two-faced have put out a collection with housewife Erica Jane.
And who's that?
Yeah, that's fair. That's totally fair. For the fans of Real Housewives out there that are mortally offended, Erica Jane is one of the housewives of Beverly Hills.
I know the one who lives here that has the cute doggies and has the restaurant.
That's Lisa Vanderpump. She's a saint.
That's different.
She's a saint. She's my
hero. I like her.
Hero. She's the greatest woman ever to
walk
the planet.
Okay, that's one I do know.
This is not her. This is Erica Jane, who I've actually met and actually done a couple of events with because my friend is her publicist, and let's never speak more about that because he's awful, so is she. But we know how we feel about Two-Faced most of the time anyway, which I think might be covered in the AMA section.
Interesting.
Of today. It's a couple of lip glosses. There is a highlighter. There is a edible body glitter powder called Pat That Puss. I wish you could see our faces. One of the lip glosses is called DSL Lips. Do you know what DSL Lips are?
No.
It stands for Something Sucking Lips. I won't even say it. I will not give it the airtime, but it's DSL. It's not dogging, Harry. No, it's dick sucking lips. And there's a lip gloss called DSL. And I'm like, no, that's gross.
So I can just see DFS. That's all I can see.
I do need a new settee. If we were looking for a sponsor, DFS, I am in the market for a new settee.
Oh, dear.
And then there's an eyeshadow palette that actually just sets me off because it's all the pans are offset at weird angles and it makes me very anxious just looking at it.
My OCD cannot deal with stuff like
honestly,
that.
Honestly,
I can't.
Mine is to the point all I do is rub out my eyebrows and I can't look at it.
Yeah.
So, like,
no,
I can't think.
It
doesn't work for me. That's the thing that's happening. Knock your sun out. Benefit have launched two new shades of Hoola, or they've announced two new shades of Hoola.
Okay, that's nice. I mean, it's such a cult product. I guess it makes sense why there's
caramel.
More. Okay.
So that's a thing that's happening.
Four shades to choose from.
And then we've got a new foundation coming from Tarte. Tarte have reformulated. Well,
now, this is interesting.
They've replaced the Shape Tape foundation with Face Tape foundation.
Right.
You can see how it's wildly
Which they're claiming,
different.
Am I right, is going to be different from what...
Wildly different. Wildly different. A completely different just proposition. It's not even similar at all. 50 shades, 5 undertones. We're making it easy for you to find your perfect match in our new Face Tape foundation. They have apparently upgraded their shade numbering system to be more tailored to complexion. So you'll be able to... look at the letter and the number. It's not easy. This is very difficult. So there will be N for neutral, S for sand/yellow, H for honey/peach. Why does it need a slash? Just it is what it is.
Yeah.
B for beige/pink and G for golden/olive. So there's 50 shades altogether. It's unclear as to how many in each undertone. That's not easy to ascertain. We'd have to count them up. And we've been drinking, so we're not going to do that.
I've been drinking.
But yeah, it's going to be out very soon. So we will get our hands on it as soon as it's available. It's a liquid. There's only one, whereas with Shape Tape Foundation, there were two. There was the matte and the luminous. I didn't really get on with either of them, so... We'll see. They got blasted for not having enough shade options.
Very famously.
That has been improved.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to see that they're, you know, listening to people
listening
and making
learning.
Something better.
I mean, there's still a lot more at the paler end of the range, I would say,
yeah,
than the very deep end. But it's 50. That's like a very good number. So
yeah.
well done. I guess we'll see.
Yeah, let's see what happens. It's good that they're attempting to make things better.
Yes. Do you know what else is going to make things better?
Is it?
Whatever you've got to say next.
Well, Lindsay, I'm really excited for this one because A, it's affordable. B, I've tried it already and I'm actually really impressed. Am I on 3 or am I on C? I can't remember.
It's 3C.
3C is... Oh, that's nice.
Mother's daughter.
I'm talking about Zara people have brought out... Now, I say makeup, it's only technically a lipstick, a lip stain, and there is like a little set of three with a lip pencil in.
That's makeup, isn't it?
But guys, the lipsticks have a magnetic closure. They're nicely weighted, matte, richly pigmented, beautiful, and they're $12.90.
You can't say fairer than that.
I mean, the packaging is this like very similar to NARS. It's got that kind of like satin feel on the casing. Yeah. A really beautiful, rich navy that's very, very, almost like kind of like a black navy. Incredibly chic. The colors are gorgeous. I mean, honestly, I brought these. I will be honest. I watched Hattie's video. She did a review of it.
You look like you're about to cry.
No, I'm just getting really into it, Lindsay.
You're dead emotional about these Zara lipsticks.
I'm really impressed. I mean, I have the shade 17, which is like a really gorgeous hot orange.
Yeah.
And oh my goodness, the amazing thing that I saw Tati showcase in her video, which made me want to buy them and made me order them, was the fact that when you put the lipsticks on, they almost look like they're going on not wet, but really creamy, as if like the level of moisture then goes into the lip when it sets to a matte. Now that excites me. I feel like that's doing something very special.
Because that sounds like witchcraft, and we know how we feel about witchcraft. We love on full coverage.
Really, really beautiful. The liquid lipsticks are in equally beautiful casing. Like, it's so well done. Like, it's embossed with like a gold print of the Zara name. The liquid lipsticks are called High Matte, and I have the shade M07, which is a really nice berry. The liquid lipsticks are $9.90. And they look, I'm not just saying this, they look like they could be a Tom Ford product. They look like they could be at that price end. And if this is what Zara is starting with, I'm almost happy as well that they've started with just three products that are amazing. And if this is what they can make from those three products, let's see what else they can do. Because I am so excited for this, Lindsay.
Yeah,
it's good. Exciting. It's really good. It's everything gorgeous. I want. It looks beautiful. It looks high end. It's affordable. But the stuff inside is really bloody good as well.
The orangey colour that you had on when I got in is stunning. It looks neon.
Yeah. It's so richly pigmented. Bonkers. It's comfortable. I feel like the lipstick bullet's a good size. It's very user friendly.
Yep.
And it's just everything I want in a really great matte lipstick. It's
everything you want.
That's the way you need it. Yeah. Is that a different song?
I was singing Everything She Wants by Wham.
I think I was trying to sing that, but I am notorious for singing the wrong words to songs for a long time. And I'm going to get a lot of hate for this. I legit thought Billie Jean is not my lover. I thought it was, and Dave heard me singing this one day. I was like, Billie Jean, bless my soul. Dave was like, hang on a minute. Did you just sing Bless My Soul? And then shamed me in front of our friends.
That's not on. That's not on, Dave.
There's no need for that.
But you should also be ashamed of yourself.
No, I know. And like I said, I'm going to get a lot of hate for that. But I accept what we've learned from this is...
Everything She Wants from Wham is not a
no.
It's a deep cut. I feel like it's a deep cut.
I mean, we digress, but...
Yeah, argue with me, Wham fans.
We digress, but after a bottle of pink fizzy, then that's what you're going to get.
We had the Wham... When I worked in the toy shop when I was at uni, we had two CDs in the whole shop. And one was Abba Mania. And one was the best of Wham.
So I am
very well versed in the best of ABBA as covered by 90s TV stars and the best of Wham. So I'm good with Everything She Wants, but like I don't expect you to know it.
I don't expect you to know it, babes. It's all good.
You're a millennial. Why would you know it?
All right, don't rub it in.
Anyway, moving on before violence occurs. I'm only not a millennial by 2 years. I only missed it by 2 years.
I still don't know what millennial qualifies me as.
It's fine. We are going to move on to today's main feature, which just I'm starting to feel like is a huge mistake. We had so many questions from you guys. We thought it would be a good time to check back in with an Ask Us Anything episode.
It's got to be done.
And then we had some drinks, but we're still going to do it.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So we've got some
this is
questions.
Business and pleasure, really, Lindsay, isn't
it's,
it?
Because
we don't just get pleasure anymore.
Worlds.
We are business and pleasure.
It's the perfect
we see
blend.
Each other. She walks in the door. I go, right, get the brew on. Get the microphones out. Let's get on it.
Get the Paddington out. Get the cat out. Everyone's a winner. But today we're going to answer these questions. So we've got Instagram and we've got Facebook, which is why we always say to you guys, you should follow us on Instagram and join our Facebook group, because then you get to ask these questions and be part of the podcast. I feel like everyone's turned off already. I feel like
yeah,
no
everyone's
still
like,
listening
can
to
you
this
two
episode?
Just bog off and put your Care Bear onesies on?
Which they'll regret when they don't get their questions answered. So I'm going to start with Instagram. This is one for you, Harold Difficult Eyes Hadfield.
Okay.
Work Glam by Sam says, best approach to tight lining your tight line. Or lining your tight line.
Lining your tight line. I knew what you meant. I think it's looking for a formula that's not too... So you don't want a coal in this scenario. Anything with a coal is going to smudge. So that's kind of the purpose of a coal, is it doesn't really set. You want anything with the words long wear. You kind of want that gel pencil formula that usually mm-hmm. is not the sharpenable kind. Usually the ones that twist up.
Yep.
Generally speaking, actually set. So you have a little bit of playtime. Those are the kind of liners you want on your tight line, because they are going to last longer. However, I think, remember, tight lining the eye is something you are, you know, if you want it to last all day, you are going to have to touch it up. That's just a fact. The other thing I did used to use in the earlier days, before the pencil formulas were available with the kind of roll up texture, I actually used to use the Bobbi Brown longwear gel liners.
Really?
And I would use them with a square flat brush and just print it into the waterline. So I really like those if you're looking for something that won't move. Generally speaking, avoid anything that's coal based, and look for the kind of crayons that are in a twist
so
up rather than
like
a sharpener.
A Marc Jacobs
exactly,
highliner.
The highlighter. Yeah, something like that. Or I think Tom Ford do one called like eye definition pencil or high definition. Anything that's like a twist up crayon, generally speaking, tends to actually set eventually.
Noted. The next person's name I'm going to get wrong, but it's either Thea Silf or the Aslif. It's impossible to say because I can't tell. But if it's Thea Silf, let's say it's Thea Silf because that's a nice name. Do you ever do a makeup spring clean? If so, what are the factors for what stays?
That's a good question. I wouldn't say it's generally spring only. I feel like it's one of those things, whenever I feel too overwhelmed, if it's getting to a point where I'm like, okay, I'm not trying stuff I want to try and I have too many of the same thing, I think it really whittles down to what's worked for me in the past. What has it got to be more in order to beat something I've already got? That's mm-hmm. kind of my criteria for what takes over something, should we say. Yes, I need options. You know, some people have allergies to certain ingredients, to certain brands, but I feel like there's a limit to, if you have too much of one thing, you just end up confusing yourself.
Yeah.
Obviously, if something smells bad or it looks like it's gone bad, I throw it out quite happily. I feel like, for me, it's having products that I rely on and work, but also variety is nice. So it's nice to try new stuff, but I wouldn't say I'm swayed by trends. I feel like mm-hmm. something has to be serving a purpose for me in order to keep it.
Yeah. I obviously am just having the makeups for myself and not professionally like you are. And for me, I mean, I don't want to Marie Kondo this because, like, we've all heard enough, but I do.
She's made a lot of money this part of the year. It's got to be very beneficial
I'm
if you Marie Kondo.
I think she's doing a service for people, but yeah. I mean, it's just, I'm not in that camp. I like stuff. but I do try and clear out, and it is the same thing when I start getting overwhelmed, when I feel like it's all got a bit much. And
samey, if it starts to get too
samey,
I'm just
and
like,
I
okay.
also like, I do, it'll go to a point, and it'll usually one thing that triggers it. Like, I'll get a palette that I love.
Yeah.
And then I'll think, you know what, you need to go through your palettes
yeah.
and clear out. And we do get sent more stuff than the average person. And I know I spend more than the average person. So I know I have a lot of stuff, but I try and clear out. And I usually get it. I'll give it to you if you want it. And then I'll send Jeff to work with it. And like the girls at Jeff's work are my best friends. Because I just think if it's clean and it's hygienic. Yeah. I nearly said hygienic. If it's hygienic, I'd like to give it a second life with someone that would love it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's, and then again, anything that's gross, it's going in the bin. But yeah, it's more about if I'm not using it, I want it to get used.
Yeah.
So I'd rather give it away. Yeah. So that's it for me. Nerdy Fashion Girl 27 says, favorite matte foundation, favorite concealer.
Okay. So matte foundation at the minute, I would say is the new Hourglass one. I think it's really, really lovely. I just think you have to hydrate before you use it. But for me, I actually do like prepping the skin with a face oil. So I usually find that I keep the face quite...
Especially
if I'm doing someone else. And especially if I'm using a matte foundation. I actively look for something that's really hydrating. So I still get some kind of glow coming through. I think it is full coverage, but it's still buildable. And it doesn't feel heavy. It doesn't... For me, my pet peeve with matte foundations is when they're flat.
Yes.
In that there's no kind of dimension. Like even if it's matte, I think it should still have a sense of texture rather than looking like makeup sat on the skin. So I really rate the new Hourglass one. Again, great shade range. I think it's a really beautiful formula. Favorite concealer, does it have to be matte or can it be any concealer?
I think it can be any concealer. It doesn't say matte.
Okay. I'm torn because I thought I was loving up till recently the Laura Mercier. I still love it. The Laura Mercier, I think the Flawless Fusion.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Love that. But I've got a new favorite and it is... I think I've been using it for the past 2 weeks in my kit. It's the Charlotte Tilbury Magic Concealer.
Oh, really?
Really? Yeah. It's so interesting. It's the first concealer I've used in a long time that I think is a really good, and I think this is why the consumer will love it, because it's kind of the one concealer you can buy you can actually use under your eyes and on blemishes.
Do you use it with the sponge applicator or do you take the sponge applicator off?
When I'm doing it on other people, I tend to just use a sponge applicator and kind of dab a bit on the back of my hand.
Yeah.
And then I tend to always apply my concealer with other brushes anyway. Yeah. But there's something about the formula in that it's very, I want to say elasticy feeling in that it's thin, it's airy, but it covers. And it covers in a way that's still quite luminous, but without being like oily looking. Mm-hmm. Like I said, you can cover a blemish with it and it's not going to be like super glowy or anything. Yeah. But I really like it. And the sponge applicator, I don't know if it was necessary, but I can't say it bothers me in that I'm never going to put the sponge directly on someone's face anyway.
Yep.
And even if you own it yourself, obviously it's only your own face. So I don't know. I just think it's really impressed me. What's yours, Lindsay?
That's good to know. I hadn't even thought about it. Matte foundation, I don't wear matte foundation. So that was really hard for me to answer. But I guess it would be the Hourglass because I have been wearing it. I hadn't really thought about it as being matte, but it is because it's not luminous.
Yeah.
But because the same thing, I've it's been satiny. Prepping my skin to very glowy underneath it, that when I've applied it, I feel like after the first 10 minutes of it settling in, it becomes almost like skin. It looks like skin. And I'm really glad you mentioned it because I talked about it on last week's episode when you weren't here and I was so keen to get your take on it because it's had such a rough ride.
Which I feel like it's getting really surprised by.
Yeah, it's getting such awkward reviews and I do think it's because it is so new.
Yeah.
If you don't know how to work it, it can be quite confusing because it's so easy to overdo it.
Yeah.
And you only have to use a fingertip too much for it to pile up in your pores and look too much. You have to be so spare with it. I feel like you have to buff it.
You need quite a dense brush, I think. So I feel for me, it's personally not a sponge thing. It's something. And while I'm not into like endorsing like brushes that come with foundations and all that, I will give the Vanish, is it called the Vanish Foundation brush?
Yeah, it is.
It is really good because it has that flexibility but it's still dense
and I've
always liked it with the Veil Sticks and I actually think it's really good with this foundation.
The Bobbi Brown face foundation brush is really good for this,
and the Zoeva buffing brush,
that's what I mostly use, is the Zoeva, and I think they're great, but you really 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 need far less than you think you do.
You need,
and then your skin needs to be super hydrated and primed before you use it.
Because see, that was the one thing they said. Yeah, they said you don't need a primer.
And that's not true.
I think you, especially if you have dry skin.
Yes.
If you make sure you're really hydrated underneath, this foundation is a dream.
Because it's so thin, but there's so much pigment. So if your skin isn't smooth, it's going to catch.
Yeah.
So you need to be primed. But I do think it's a gorgeous finish. Like, yeah. I'm wearing it now. I've been wearing it a
beautiful.
Lot. And I'm really surprised. Little Halls wants to know, Harry, how do you make brown eyes pop? Sometimes mine feel boring. And she's done an awkward face. I don't believe it, Little
Halls.
Well,
brown eyes aren't boring, for one. I think, I mean, I kind of don't buy into this rule of, like, this colour is only good for this eye and that kind of thing. I mean, yes, there are colours that will enhance the colours of your eyes. I mean, you know, the easiest thing is to say, oh, play with colour. Try something like that's a really contrasting colour. But I think texture is fun. You know, if you're feeling like your eyes... You know, I wouldn't say, because for me, brown eyes aren't boring. I think they're really gorgeous. Like, browns always look universally amazing on everyone and play
she
with
loves
tone.
A brown.
I love a brown. But I think if you're feeling like your brown eyes are boring you, perhaps you just need to see them, A, in a new light. And yeah. I think my tip would be play with texture. So if you normally wear a liner, try using like a glitter eyeliner. Try, you know, putting some gloss on your eyelids or something. You know, have a little play with whatever you do. Just try and get out of your comfort zone a little bit and see if that makes it more exciting.
That's nice.
Yeah.
M. Kawati says, when is Mandy coming back on the pod? Love her.
Oh, man,
she's
Mandy.
Always with us.
She's with us in spirit. I am going back to London actually next week to see family. So I will have, we're going to have a lady day where we're going to wear a frock and go and eat scones. And I'm really excited about that.
Jealous.
But I'm sure there'll be a time where she'll be back.
Oh, she for sure will.
Yeah.
Autumn Girl wants to know, what's the tea with Two-Faced?
Ooh,
we don't have tea with Two-Faced.
We're not.
They don't know we exist. So
no.
I think there's probably a lot of tea with Two-Faced.
I feel like
industry.
It's just a historical tea.
Yes, I feel like there's.
I don't even know what started it. I don't know where it's at right now.
I reckon if you delve into Reddit for about 4 minutes,
that would answer all your questions. Yeah,
many tea answers. I wish I could answer it for you. Let's come get together and get hammered one time, and I'm sure I will speculate wildly. My general tea with Two-Faced is that I just don't like most of what they do. I think it's.
I think
tacky.
Since they did the glow job, I was that just for me turned me off.
I love that diamond highlighter more than life itself. Most of what they do to me just is on the wrong side of tacky and kitsch, and I love kitsch, but I don't love tacky. And Pat That Puss highlighter powder is the wrong side for me.
Don't need it, don't want it.
Lamorna Lifestyle says, confidence on putting yourself on the internet. I started blogging regularly and I'm nervous.
Oh, I mean, I feel you. I think the internet is a very scary place and, you know, it brings people together, but it also gives people a voice who perhaps shouldn't have a voice, should we say. People that are quite
people
mean
who weren't raised
and don't
to
say
believe
nice things.
That if you don't have anything nice to say, you shouldn't say anything at all.
I mean, I think there's got to be a level of expectation, knowing that if you put yourself on the internet, you are putting yourself up to, like I said, opening up
same
lovely
as if
communities.
If you put yourself out anywhere.
Yeah, but you're also going to get a few not so nice people, Lindsay.
Yeah.
And
same.
I think, you know, start small, maybe just try with, you know, whether it's the Instagram side of things where you don't actually have to speak or kind of make anything.
You can
video
turn comments
contact.
Off if you want to.
Yeah, I think that's the other thing as well. Like when I first started YouTube, I was so afraid of offending anyone and being like, oh, I'll just leave all my mean comments up. And, you know, I think while there's a time and a place of like, you know, knowing when to leave something alone, I think also now I'm like, no, I also feel like it's good to remind people that we're all human and, you know, like I said, constructive criticism all the way. I'm all here for that. Mm-hmm. But I think when it's just attacking someone for the sake of it and just looking to, let's quite be honest, it's like cyberbullying.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know,
call
people out on it. I think if someone's doing it, you know, it's all. And I think the amazing thing I find is when it happens, thankfully not often, but if it does happen on my channel, I'm always so blown away by how much support I get by my other subscribers who will, you know, really, not that I expect anyone to ever stand up for me, but will really be like, you know, do you need to say that, like, you know, call
people
out on it as well. Yeah, they'll be
now,
like, come
and
on
I think
now
that's
like
really cool.
Is what are you getting from this?
No, it's same. And I think, I mean, I don't have YouTube and I don't blog like you like I used to, but I'm on Twitter a lot and on Instagram, and with Twitter, when I'm not making full coverage podcast, I am also an author, I write books, and I co-host a wrestling podcast, a professional wrestling podcast. And I don't know if any of you have ever met any wrestling fans, but 9 out of 10 of them, not that cool. And it's been really weird for me since I joined the wrestling podcast, when I have an opinion on wrestling on Twitter, man, there's just like a bunch of people who are there to tell me my opinion isn't relevant because of my gender. And I got really upset about it at first when people started saying really horrible things, like very aggressive, misogynistic, very sweary, unpleasant things. And at first I would just block them. Same thing. I would just block them and say, well, that doesn't matter because for that one person, there's 100 people that did like my comment or that thought it was valid or relevant, that I'm adding a voice to this community.
Yeah.
Which hopefully is what you're doing, Lamorna. I'm sure you're making a very positive contribution to your community. But then I did, as I got further into it, I've gotten far more comfortable at holding those people accountable and asking them why they thought that was an appropriate response or why they thought that that was valid or why they think more their voice is more valid than mine. And I think that's fair. I think you don't court controversy, don't stir up drama, but if someone is being inappropriate, you should call them out on it.
Yeah, and I think don't be afraid to just be like, if you don't want to say anything, just block them. That's the wonderful thing today. You can block people.
You know, my favourite thing is the satisfaction. I really enjoy muting them because then they're just screaming into the void.
Yeah.
And you're not even seeing
it's wonderful.
Because sometimes
really
when
wonderful.
You block them, they're like, oh, that bitch blocked me because she's scared because she knows I'm right. But if you
true,
just mute
actually,
them,
it's
they
funnier.
Never know.
No, that is
they
true.
They just don't know.
Yes.
It's fantastic.
That is wonderful. And that's a wonderful function. Thank you, social media.
Yeah. Somebody was screaming at me about something. It was something wrestling related a few weeks ago, and I said something, and all these silly boys were telling me that I was wrong, and all the girls were telling me I was right, so I was like, I'm pretty sure I'm right then. And I just, like, I remember reading all these comments, and for like a split second, I was so upset, and then I just thought, wow, that took like 2 minutes out of their day to sit down and write that and think about it. And now they're checking their phone, waiting for me to reply. Yeah. And like, you know what? They've chosen to take that time out of their day to say that. I don't have to respond to it. That's time they took out of their life.
Yeah.
Like,
it's more about that person.
Off their life that I don't have to respond to. So I think if you're putting positive stuff out there and you're enjoying it, just go for it.
And surround yourself with people who love you no matter what and are going to build you up and, you know, remind you to have fun with it anyway.
Yep. Lazy Make One wants to know, best way to cover redness in cheeks for fair skin without full coverage foundation all over?
Again, I feel like full coverage foundation, there's going to be a level of coverage in order for it to cover. Mm-hmm. Perhaps try something like the IT Cosmetics CC cream if it's available in your shade. That's a great one because it does have that kind of the tinted moisturizer benefits. Or one thing you could do, especially that I sometimes do my red carpet kit actually, is I believe it's still available, is a product from Clinique. I think it's called Anti-Redness Solution, and it's almost like the consistency of a tinted moisturizer but with this wonderful tint, so you can actually make a very sheer base and then go in with something much more concentrated and pigmented only on specific areas that are still coming through with redness.
Okay,
that'd be my tip.
Noted. She also wanted to know how I met Anderson and Bell.
How did you meet them?
I met Anderson and Bell through the internet. I met my children through the internet, like Madonna. No, Anderson was up for adoption through an LA cat rescue organization called The Cat's Meow. And I was subscribed to their newsletter because I knew I wanted to adopt a baby cat. And he came up and it was love at first sight. I saw a photo of him and knew I had to have him in my life. And I contacted them and they said, we only adopt cats in pairs. Would you be interested in adopting his best friend, Bell? And I went and I said, yes, please, load them up.
Two for the price of one.
Yeah, it was two for the price of two. But it was a very reasonable price and they were the biggest bargain ever. And I had to wait because Anderson was so little when he was rescued. He wasn't old enough to be adopted yet. And I was back in England on tour. And when I got back from tour, I got to go home and get my babies. And it's 4 years ago.
Is it really? Because I think, when I first met you, you must have only had them like a year.
Yeah. They're four soon. It's Bell's birthday at the end of the month. Anderson's a couple of weeks after that.
Oh,
my sweet
happy
babies.
Times.
So, again, with your names, people, I think this is Wee Emmy. Wee is in French. Wee Emmy says, what inspired you both to start doing the podcast?
I don't know. I think a mutual love of beauty.
We just love a chat.
And we love a chat. And I feel like what we said before, we would be doing this with or without a microphone. That's the sad reality.
It'd be more booze.
It'd be the same Friday night, just without a microphone. Yeah. So might as well have some lols.
We met through, somebody else had asked how we met, so we'll answer that at the same time. We met through a mutual friend introduced us when Harry was looking to move out to LA. Actually, a beauty friend, a beauty PR friend. Yep. Shout out to Jess. And that's how we met. And then you moved here. And I remember we were at a Sunday Riley event.
And we lived happily ever after.
And we were talking about makeup. And we were talking about, which is why it will always hold a special place in my heart, we were talking about the Tom Ford Nude Dip Quad.
Yes, and how wonderful
your friend,
it was.
And Hannah said, I think she was like, you guys should listen to you guys talk about this all day. And we were like, podcast.
I know. And I think as well, to be fair, I... working in the industry, I do know lots of people that work with makeup, people that like makeup, people that get excited, but I legit think until I met you, like when we are hashtag our like beauty line is like, you know, unprofessional beauty junkie, professional makeup artist, I genuinely had not met someone who loves makeup the way you do.
Yeah, I've got
and
a
I think it makes me love makeup again. Yay! Being with you, like I feel like when I see a color that excites me, I know I text you over a fellow makeup Yay! Artist to be like, I know you don't need it, but you probably will end up buying this. It's not even
it.
Like, I feel like I don't even tell you to buy something.
No, I know.
I go, hi, have you seen this? It's amazing. You've probably already brought it. That's how much of like a junkie you are.
It just genuinely gives me joy. And I'm trying really hard to be better at my consumption levels and consume more consciously than I have in the past. But it honestly gives me so much joy.
Yeah, and I can see that. I can really see it. And I think you make it fun again for me. Like it stops, I think it stops it just being work. And like we've said before, like beauty is a community. Like it brings really awesome people together that are love of this wonderful paint stuff that's just great. And you can put it on and take it off and change it as many times as you like. And you can use it to feel great. You can use it to feel empowered. Like it's so multifaceted. It's
I love it when you can like share it with other people. That's the thing. I sent a ton of, we're moving soon, Jeff and I are moving house, and I sent a ton of makeup to work with him that I'd had a clear out, and the girls went crazy because they're all in their early 20s and like broke and like they can't afford nice stuff. And one of the girls came in today and I just saw Jeff like before I was on my way out, and he was like, oh, I saw one of the girls at work, and I said to her, you're wearing that new makeup, aren't you? And I was like, oh, how did you know? And he was like, oh, I could just tell she looked so happy.
Oh,
and I was like, oh,
Lindsay,
that's crazy. And she was like, oh yeah, I'm wearing, and I think I'd given her a couple of Urban Decay lipsticks or something, and she's like, oh, I've been using this one L'Oreal that I've had since college, and now I'm like so happy. And I was just like, that's the power of this, and that gives me so much joy. And I was so proud of Jeff for knowing that she was wearing new makeup.
Well done, Jeff.
And the look on her face, because he now recognizes the look on my face when I've got new makeup.
It's like, I know that look.
I know. It's like, that's new slap. So Jen Ann says, this is another one for all difficult eyes, how do I make my lipstick not look flaky?
I think exfoliation. I mean, you don't even have to go and buy a lip scrub. You can literally just get some sugar and stick it in some Vaseline or any kind of cheapy lip balm. There's your lip scrub right there. One thing that I do really like as well is, I can't remember the exact name, but Sephora make these amazing wipes that have like a grain in them, which are brilliant for, especially if you like to, you know, play around with lipstick colors, you want to try things out. Like we said, it's not just prep. I think as well, it's the reapplying sometimes throughout the day.
Yeah.
Sometimes you get to a point with any makeup where you almost have to start fresh again.
Yep.
Rather than keep reapplying, just go back to like a full smooth. And these wipes are great for that. It's a Sephora owned collection, by the way. Mm-hmm. So not just like in Sephora. So they're really great. I think, you know, have a really good balm of some kind, something that works your lips. I feel like that's a very personal thing. Mm-hmm. You know, look for formulas that are more lightweight, that are matte, because I think liquid lipsticks naturally, there are some lipsticks that are just quite drying. If you're finding your lips are chapped a lot, want to look at your water intake as well, because actually when you get dehydrated, your lips are sometimes one of the first things to get more flaky. So that would be one thing. You can use a baby toothbrush with Vaseline as well to kind of buff off excess. So many home remedy lip scrubs. I think lip scrub, moisture, and then, you know, just look at kind of buffing your lips, you know, same way you would exfoliate maybe once a week or something.
Yeah, and I think if that's not working for you, try tinted balms are always a really good option. Because it's been so dry in LA lately. We've had really weird weather. I've been wearing a lot of tinted balm. I wear the tinted chapstick, which I love. Obviously, my Dior Lip Glow, my precious, precious Dior Lip Glow, I love. But I just think, like, the tinted Nivea even, it's going to give you that look of color, but it's going to give you the care as well. Which are really good options. I'm going to say now, because we've already been talking for our entire lives, we're not going to get through all of these, but we will do a part two very soon and answer the rest. We've got a few more. Susie Blue 1 wants to know, what products have you been using the longest? She's putting some lip gloss on. I'll answer from my side. Okay, I know for sure. So Dior Lip Glow for definites. The pink one. The L'Oreal True Match Pressed Powder. That's something I've been using for over 10 years and I still stand by that. I love that. I think that's a brilliant product. Elemis Pro Collagen Marine Cream I've been using for over 10 years now. I think it's like, we all know how I feel about that warm and fuzzy. Luminous Silk, Giorgio Armani Luminous Silk.
Aww.
I've definitely been using for a good amount of time.
Oh, that's nice.
And probably, well, you know, it's still a convertible colors.
Yeah,
I've been using those
point.
For what feels like a long time. They come in and out, but they're always around for me. Yeah.
I feel like my OG in terms of like, I think the probably most repurchased product in my kit since I started is probably Elizabeth Arden 8-Hour Cream.
Really?
Which is a very makeup artist cliche. I do appreciate that. And Bioderma, I guess, as well to an extent because I use that as a tool. Like, I always think of that as like the rubber on the end of your pencil. It's so good just to like remove little specific areas.
Yeah.
Muji Skinny Cotton Buds, I don't know if they count. I mean, yes, Giorgio Armani Luminous Silk. I feel like also products like, you know, Chanel Vitalimia Aqua, I always go back to. Laura Mercier Tinted Moisturizer. You know, a lot of the products that are kind of like the cult beauty classics that I think they're still really big companies.
They're usually
because,
a classic for a reason.
Yeah, those hero products have really built what that company is known for.
Yeah.
I think colour products, you know, I still love MAC. I feel like even, you know, some of the original innovators are still making great products. Mm-hmm. Granted, a lot of them. So sometimes it's harder to, you know.
There could be a MAC podcast and I don't want to give them ideas, Stephanie.
Yeah.
But there could be a MAC podcast and you would fill an entire hour every week on their new launches. Did you see, actually, that's new news. They're doing a collaboration with influencers again this year, like, and Pixie Woo.
I did see that. Yes. Very exciting.
That's exciting. We can't wait to get our mitts on that.
Yeah.
Lou F. Morris says, "What is the best foundation concealer applicator, i.e., brush, sponge, etc.?" I feel like that's going to depend on your skin and on the texture of the product, right?
Well, and also what you're trying to achieve. I think, you know, there are different brushes I use for different finishes. So I know there are sort of more dense brushes for me will always make a fuller coverage foundation easier to blend and easier to manipulate. Whereas anything that's like duo fiber and quite light and fluffy, I tend to use for more dewy formulas, more liquid formulas, because I can buff them in, but still almost literally like you're buffing a car, like kind of like shine the skin up with
I've
how I use the product.
I've never cleaned my own car, so I can't, I can't help you. It's disgusting.
You know, I think it's preference as well, what feels good for you. You know, I have a lot of friends that use a sponge. Every now and then I try a sponge again and I might enjoy it for a few weeks, but I always go back to brushes. That's just who I am.
Yeah.
I love the feel of a brush. Maybe it's because I feel more fancy, like I'm a painter. I always
enjoy that.
But I love brushes. Brushes make me excited to see the way they change makeup or change how it applies. And I like a lot of control, which for me personally, I don't feel I get with a sponge. I feel there's a limit to what I can do with it. Yeah, so I think it depends what kind of coverage you're trying to get, what feels right for you. And I think ultimately there isn't a right answer to this. It's what works for you.
Yeah. Sarah Farrell wants to know, do either of you see yourselves coming back to the UK anytime?
Personally, I don't get my fucking visa,
I mean, Harry's going back on Monday, but not forever. And I will be back at the end of May for tour. Please come and see me. I don't in the foreseeable future at all.
Well, you better not go if I'm here.
Yeah, exactly.
That's like a rule. I'm
like, moving
right.
out, so I'm going nowhere.
You're moving out, but you better not move LA.
I'm not moving again. Like, this is it. This is one last move.
Hope this is home for the foreseeable future. Whatever that means. I feel like, you know, the older I get, the more I'm like, you know, corny as it is, stay in the moment, enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
Try and, I mean, I am a natural warrior, so already I'm like, oh, I hope I can stay here. But you just never know what life's going to throw at you.
Yeah,
so
and things change.
Yeah, but I would, as it stands in this very moment, if I knew I was staying here forever, I'd be happy about it.
Yep. Top three things in your makeup bag right now.
Right now.
Okay, no, just
Urban Decay. Is it the razor? What's it called?
The brow blade.
The brow blade. Oh, yeah. It's good, Lindsay.
That's in my top three,
really,
too.
Really, really good.
I'm living and dying
yes,
by this thing.
I'm getting everyone to that. That and Pamel.
Yes.
My beloved Pamel, which was my highlight of the week.
Yep.
I love that stuff. My lash primer. So it'd be that, and what else would it be? Probably, this is cheating, one of my palettes I made when I was with you.
Well, that's another question.
That's got all my cream that's products fine. In.
Mine would be the brow blade for sure. That's why I brought it, so I would remember. Because if you've got gappy eyebrows like I have, this is a game changer. Loves it. I know people are complaining. This has got bad reviews on Sephora too because it hasn't got a spoolie. I'm like, just nick one from Sephora.
You've got two other very good. It's not a Swiss Army knife.
Oh my God, do you know what I mean? Where did you want them to put a spoolie? They've given you two top-notch quality products in one pen and you
really
wanted a bloody
good
spoolie
value. Just
that get you could nick get from Sephora.
Get a disposable mascara one.
Shut up. It's amazing. So definitely the brow blade from Urban Decay. Actually, probably the Hourglass foundation, just because I'm having... It's one of those
things where
when I use it, it makes me happy.
Yeah.
Like I look at my skin after I've used it and I go, oh.
It brings... Oh, that's nice.
Yes. And then you know what? At the minute... I'm super into a red lip at the minute. I've gone hard on the old red lip and I've got the L'Oreal Rouge Signature Matte Liquid Lips and I love them. I've got two in two different reds and they are like water. Mm. They create like a film on top of the lips. They don't feel drying. They are just, they're some of the best. I mean, we've had such a run on amazing liquid lips lately with the Flower.
Yeah.
And the NYX that we talked about.
Yes,
and then
love
these
that.
As well. We're really, I feel like we're coming to the end of matte lips. Demi Shine lips and regular lipsticks are coming back
this
year.
I won't hear of it.
But they are. They're all over the place.
I've got them right here and I use them loads in my kit, but it's never what I lean towards.
I think we're really peaking on liquid lips. So the Rouge Signature Matte Liquid Lips from L'Oreal. Love those.
Love those.
Trisha Flowers says, will we ever see the high runs again on full coverage? I think that's more than likely.
I think it's highly probable.
I think it's very probable. And also, do you like combining natural and scientific skincare or do you much prefer one or the other? I like products that work. I don't really worry
Amen.
About what category
yeah,
it is because
I
don't really think I think most of it's marketing and not really real. I don't really buy into the idea that natural is better than scientific or
well,
that
also
scientific
everyone's
is
so different. I feel like you have to find, you know, you might want to make a choice from the get-go of what your preference is
and
for different
like
reasons.
Vegan is real. That's a real thing.
Yeah,
a lot of when you see the word clean or detox or green or without nasties or no toxics and things like that, that's marketing speak. Like that's real talk, ladies and gents, because we got some gents on here and that makes me very happy. That's marketing speak because it's entirely at the discretion of the brand as to what that means. Even Drunk Elephant, that they say like they have their suspicious six, that they don't have it in their products. When you actually look at their ingredients, they say they don't use silicones. They do use silicones. They're just like cleverly named silicones that don't have cone in the end of it.
It's
marketing speak. Vegan is for real, but there's just so much of it that you think, oh my God, that's a boogeyman ingredient. And we interviewed Dr. Marco Lenz of Zellens, which was amazing. And he was such an inspiration. And we talked a lot about this. And this was after our interview, actually. And we talked a little bit about someone he'd been working with who was advertising their range as I won't go into it because he didn't want to talk about it on the record. But something about someone who had said something that wasn't in their product line. And that was their big advertising point, was that this one ingredient wasn't in their product line.
Yeah.
But that one ingredient isn't in any product line.
Yeah.
It's illegal to put this in product line. But because of the scaremongering that's happening now,
they had
very cleverly made that a marketing point.
Yeah.
And I think that's a concern, that people are afraid of what they don't understand. And there are brands taking advantage of us trying to look after ourselves and look after the planet. So that's a really long answer to the question you didn't really ask. I like products that work.
What she said.
Yeah. Piper Overbauer. Overbauer. We know you, Piper. You sang us a song. Piper Overbauer says, I've been hearing so much buzz about Asian sunscreens. Have you guys tried any that you like? I've tried so many and I like all of them.
So this is where I know you're a beauty junkie because I'm like, dare I say I haven't tried any of them?
Well, that's
fine.
Don't
even know what they are.
I mean, you know I love a sunscreen because this glowing tan will not maintain itself. Asian sunscreens are well known for being light. The formulations are way ahead of what we have on the market here. I mean, they're catching up. You can absolutely get here what you can get in Asia. It's just less readily available and it's probably more expensive. There's a bunch I buy from eBay. There's a Biore one that's amazing. I will link to it in the show notes. And it's very, 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 very thin. It's so easily absorbed. And that's another thing I talked about with Dr. Lenz. So that will be in that interview where he talks about the best sunscreen being a sunscreen that you will use.
Amazing.
And because I said, what's your favorite sunscreen? Yeah. And he was like, it's the sunscreen that you use. And he's right, because sunscreens don't work unless you put them on your face.
Yeah.
So yes, I will link to them. They're really good. Monica Powell says, favorite lipstick ever.
Oh. What are you doing to me?
It's not possible.
Oh, it's like choosing a child and I don't even have one of those.
Paddington.
Oh yeah. No, I have one. No, but you know what I mean. I have one. Yeah. Oh, I'm panicking.
What's the first one that comes to mind?
Ruby Woo, just because like before there was anything else, that's what I would have gone for. But now I think I would say either one of the Lisa Eldridge ones, because they were that good. Or I would say a Charlotte Tilbury, one of the Matte Revolution lipsticks.
I think of the Charlotte Tilbury when I think of you.
Yeah, I think just, and they're like what I use a lot in my pro kit.
Yeah. I don't think I have a favorite lipstick.
Dior Lip Glow. That's going to
be
it.
Dior Lip Glow, yeah.
I love that. I know
lipstick, lipstick, but it would be Lip Glow. Which leads us to our next question from Sarah Foyle. Lindsay, Dior Lip Glow or highlighter? You can only use one for the rest of your life. Lip Glow. It's Lip Glow because use the Lip Glow as highlighter.
Oh, you clever. good.
It would be fine. I can't live without my Lip Glow. I can't. I could get by without my highlighter. I'll just like lick my face or something, but I can't
highlight your lips with your highlighter.
No, I need the Lip Glow to get by.
Fair enough.
Victoria Island Lowry says, current skincare routines. We both mentioned a lot of products. It'd be good to know what order we use them in. What are you using at the minute?
So I do mix up depending on what my skin needs. I like to build what I consider like a sort of skincare wardrobe of like basics and then a few chop and change products. Yep. So at the minute, I am still using, in terms of my face wash and cleanser, I'm using the Lixia, is it the Electro Gel Cleanser at night?
Yes. Yeah.
I use that at night. In the morning, I use my Elemis Cleansing Balm. Love that. And then I've got an essence water from Dior, which I'm trying out at the minute.
Nice.
It's like a sort of daily exfoliating one. I do quite enjoy it. I've only just started using that, so I feel like that's newer. I have... pardon me, an old school toner from Clarins, which is for dry skin. Yeah,
toner.
Love me some Clarins. I still think they're like OG and HG and all.
Somebody
the
asked
G's.
Us what we think is an underrated brand. Like
I still think their skincare is phenomenal.
Yeah,
and a lot of their makeup basics are very similar to the Laura Mercier
Never
thing.
Never had
of,
anything bad to no, say about Clarins. Product.
Really, really good products. Doing that, I have my Vintner's Daughter. I still use my Sunday Riley Good Jeans probably two to three times a week. And then I tend to use my Vintner's Daughter, and then I either have a Lancome moisturizer I put on top if I need it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the Absolue. And then I'm using at the minute a Elemis eye cream, the rapid, is it the peptide one? The purple tube.
Yeah, the peptides.
Yes, that's kind of where I'm at. And then I have a few masks I use on rotation. What you got, Lindsay?
I am currently using. So in the morning, I will use... I've got the Peter Thomas Roth Rose Gel Cleanser. It's rose and glycolic and goodness. Or I will use my beloved... I've forgotten it. My washing powder. My Skinesque washing powder.
Washing enzyme powder.
I only use it every 2 seconds. Yeah, my Skinesque washing powder. So I'll use that or my... I use the Peter Thomas Roth if I'm in the shower, and I use my washing powder if I am at the sink. And then I've actually gone really, really pared my skincare back at the minute because I've had a bit of eczema around my eyes, which I've never had eczema before.
Yeah.
The doctor thinks it's stress related, so that's fun. so I've really, really pulled things back. So I have been using, just washing my face in the morning, then using actually something I have loved. And I saw Tati say she didn't like it, and I was so disappointed. And I really wanted to say, Tati, I think you should give it another try. But I have been using the Biosense Squalane Vitamin C Rose Oil.
Yes, I saw her talk about that.
Yes, and I love it. My skin loves it.
Loves it.
It's really silky. It's really thin. It's not heavy at all. I guess she said she bought it to mix into foundations.
Oh, right.
And maybe it's not good for that. I don't know if squalane is good for that.
Right.
My skin absorbs it right away, and it's gorgeous, and it just yums it up, and it's got the brightening of the vitamin C, and I've just been really, really enjoying it, and it hasn't irritated my skin at all. And then I've used the Hado Labo essence that I've been using on top of it. It's not really an essence, it's a lotion. It's a little bit heavier, so I use that on top of that. If I'm staying home, if my skin's been really upset, I've been using the Ren Evercalm cream, which someone recommended actually on our Instagram for my eczema, and it has been incredible for clearing it up. So only two things in a daytime. Sunscreen, obviously, if I'm going outside, yeah. which I'm using the Anthelios, La Roche-Posay Anthelios at the moment. But yeah, just the Bioessence, which I swear by, I think it's, and it makes a gorgeous makeup base. The hourglass goes over the top of it, like so you're good. Buffing it into glass. Yeah. It's stunning. And then at night, I will double cleanse. I use the Elemis cleansing balm. I'm using the rose one at the moment. And then I use the Skinesque washing powder as my second cleanse. I'll use an oil-free, no, it's an, that's a lie. It's a biphase eye makeup remover. So actually there is oil in it. I'm totally lying. but the Neutrogena I'm using at the moment, eye makeup remover. Don't massively love it. Yeah. Much prefer the Clarins actually as my favorite.
Yeah, that's my go-to. I just know it's £30 a time. So I'm always like, same. I mix up between that and Sephora's own.
That's why
one.
I'm using the Neutrogena at the moment, because I was out and I was in the chemist and they had it and it's perfectly good. It's just not as good. And then I will use the Pixi Glow Tonic. I've got the pads at the minute, so I'm working my way through the pads before I go back to the bottle, but just a couple of nights a week, so I am trying to be gentle with my skin. I've also been trying the Elemis, the Blackcurrant Exfoliator, which I actually really, really like. It's physical. It's not as aggressive as like a Kate Somerville exfoliate. It is still physical, but the bits are so tiny and then the sort of blackcurrant seeds and ground down. So it feels quite easy on the skin, but you do feel like you're getting something out of it, but maybe once a week. And then I'm using the Kate Somerville, the Wrinkle Warrior Dermaquench.
Yeah.
The Dermaquench. But I like it. I just think it's a lot of money for basically hyaluronic acid. And then on top of that, I was using the Bioessence Phytoretinol, which actually isn't retinol. It's a retinol-like ingredient, which is interesting.
Yeah.
It's a natural ingredient that behaves like retinol. But even though it's supposed to be easier on your skin because it's not actually retin A, it irritated me. And I tried it for about 2 weeks. And the first week or so, it was fine. Squalane phytoretinol serum. It was okay. And then it just started to irritate me. I just started to feel burny and itchy. Oh, no. So I've just stopped using it. And that's the whole thing is like, it doesn't irritate like retinoids do. And you can use it in a day. Firstly, I think it's slightly confusing because it says retinol on the packet and it's not retinol. Yeah. and secondly, it did bother my face. So I stopped using it and gone back to the Kate Somerville Vita C retinol, which I think is actually incredible. And that is also spendy and that is 100% worth it.
Yeah.
And when they had their friends and family over Thanksgiving, and I think it was 30%
that's
off.
That's when stock up.
I bought three tubes of it. Amazing. And I don't regret that spend because I think that is exceptional.
Yeah.
So I use that. And then if I'm dry, I'll use a moisturizer, any old moisturizer. Yeah. I mean, Elemis Pro Collagen or Elemis Pro Matrix are my two favorites. But I do think once you've got to that level, it is just about keeping in your skin what's in your skin. Nadine says I've got to stop using moisturizers and just use serums. So shut my mouth and do as I'm told. But sometimes I'm dry and I need something extra. Yeah. And I do use the Elemis Pro Collagen eye cream. Yeah. I love that. So yeah, that's my skincare at the moment. Which answers the question. I feel like I've been talking for 18 years and it's only about 5 products. But I'm very emotional about
You're
it.
You're dedicated.
I am dedicated. Jenny Pierce wants to know our top 10 desert island products. I think that's a separate episode. That's a whole episode because we're going to fall asleep. So Viv Jones wants to know if we'll ever do an LA meetup. She's a Brit living in the OC. So yes.
Obviously.
I think that's
at some point, that's got to happen.
That will happen.
Yeah.
And she also wants to know what's our favourite sunscreen for everyday use. Mine is La Roche-Posay Anthelios.
Mine at the minute is the Dr. Gareth Fisher. I think it's called Body Block, but Block spelled B-L-O-C, I think.
Why not?
Yeah, I think it's called...
Doc Block,
that's what it's called. Wait, what did I say it was called?
I don't know.
Doc Block, I think it's called. D-O-C-B-L-O-K.
Oh, because he's a doc.
Or B-L-O-C.
Anyway,
that's my favourite. I don't know if... I think at the minute you can just buy it direct from his website, but it's really beautiful. great under makeup. And the one I use a lot in my kit is even Glossier. What's it called?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's it called? The sunscreen? Glossier sunscreen. I can't remember what it's called, but yeah, the Glossier sunscreen I actually also really like in my kit. So yeah, that's my two favourites at the minute.
We've got time for one more. Alison Alvarez wants to know, what's in your everyday carry makeup kit? What have you got in your bag all the time on you right now, this second?
In terms of like my handbag?
Yep.
I have a GlossierBomb.com. I have a homemade palette that I made with your good self.
We're definitely going to do an episode about the palettes, yes. You guys, because so many people ask about
and I've done
palettes.
A blog post that should be live, yes, when my next video goes live, I think, or the video after that. But it will be around soon. There'll be a video all on how I made it. I have that, which has like generally cream-based products, like a cream bronzer, cream blush, cream eyeshadow, Vanish foundation stick in there. So, you know, maximum amount of products in a very minimal space.
Yeah.
Then I have a mini, I think I've got a mini Urban Decay concealer, one of the, is it the Weightless Complete Cover?
Yep, the Naked.
That one, the Naked concealer. I've got a mini one of those. And then I have a mini mascara from Wet n Wild, which isn't my favorite. It's just because it's mini, and that, yeah, way I can manage to have in like literally the size of like a coin purse, yeah, I can have a palette with all my daily makeup on, a lip balm, mascara and concealer, yeah, and I'm done.
I was going to look at it as I was going to get it out, but I'm too lazy to literally reach into my handbag. I have also got one of our miniature palettes that we made, which again, we'll talk about on another episode. I've also got the Hourglass Veil Retouching Fluid, which I always have on me if I'm out and about doing meetings and stuff, because I think that makes me feel nicer when I use it midday. We've talked about that endlessly. Again, mini mascara. I've got the Hourglass Caution at the minute. I've got a miniature of that.
And
I didn't really
get
on with it at the beginning, but now it's dried out a little,
yeah,
bit. I feel better about it. I'm wearing it today and I quite like it. And I've also got, obviously I've got my Dior Lip Glow always. I've got the La Mer Pressed Powder, which I really love, and I know it's spendy, and I know it's like a lot of money to spend on pressed powder when I also constantly talk about how great the L'Oreal True Match Pressed Powder is. They're both fantastic. There's something really nice about having that Luxe Press Powder, because,
yeah,
it's just
a treat.
It's the thing that you pull out to,
it's your Marie Kondo bit of joy.
Yes, it is. It, yeah, is joy, because every time you pull it out to do a touch up, you're like, oh, this
I feel
is nice.
Special,
and it's a lovely,
yeah,
thing. It's just like having a Chanel compact. It just feels nice to have it. So they're both equally good. You should feel good about having either of them. But I do love that La Mer Press Powder compact. I'm trying to think what else is in there. I think the Pillow Talk lip liner,
okay,
is in there. And then the NARS, a miniature of the NARS concealer, creamy concealer that I got in my advent calendar. Nice. And two mini Urban Decay 24/7 pencils. And I feel like that sets me up for anything that could come.
You've
at me.
You've got to love a miniature, Lindsay.
Bloody love a miniature.
I love it.
I bloody love a miniature.
I love it. Oh, that's nice.
Oh, that's nice. Right, we have been talking for 18 years, and Dave probably wants his house back. And Paddington,
we're low on Prosecco, which is very
upsetting. And I've got to go back to the east side.
So sad.
So I think that wraps it up for our Ask Us Anything. There are still a few
questions.
Thank
you for all the questions, guys.
We're very sorry for the people we didn't answer your question. We will keep
them. We'll save
them
for next time.
We'll do them next time. So there were some really good ones, and we can guarantee you more pictures of Paddington. If Harry sends them to me, I'll put them on the Instagram. I swear. So for all the people that want more Paddington and more cats, we got you covered.
We got you.
But I think we need to take a quick break, because that's what keeps the lights on. We do appreciate it. So we're going to listen to this lovely advert. Feel free to skip it, but we're going to play it. And then we'll be back with our highlights of the week.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Are you ready?
I thought you were going to sing at the same time. I was trying to do...
You look like you're having a seizure.
No, I was trying to do it like, rather than say one, two, three, you go.
Okay.
Highlight of the week. Jazz hands.
Jazz hands.
Oh, it's a pretty sight, guys.
Dave, where is he? Where is he? Could have sung with us. What's your highlight of the week?
You know, I'm struggling to commit, I have to be honest, because I want to say two.
Your
Lindsay.
Commitment phobe. Have two, because we haven't got a joint, so we can have two.
All right, I'll be really quick with it. So first one will probably be no surprise. It is the NARS Skin Deep palette. Yes, I even said when you first told me about it, it's the eyeshadow palette, the one with the four larger wells of like kind of good transition base tones. And then I think eight other tones. Is that right? I think it is eight.
Yeah, because there's three right in each.
I know. Palette. I didn't need another nude palette, but this shows you how true I am to my browns.
Yeah, she loves a brown.
I love a brown shadow. And this palette, I've used it so much recently. I want it. I even said to you guys, you know, if you don't have a nude palette, you know, this will be great. But I've succumbed myself to the pressures of the beauty of NARS. So that's one of them. And then the other one is a bit of a curveball. It is from Violette's second collection for Estee Lauder, which, to be honest, I've got to say, I wasn't that excited about. I feel like it's like second collection is like the second album thing.
Yeah, it's
like
difficult second
it's
album.
It's a lot of pressure.
Because, in fact, Victoria Beckham too, difficult second album.
Yeah. It's true, it really is a thing. However, this had slipped through and actually did really impress me, and I really like it. It's her liquid lipstick, which is the Pure Colour Envy liquid foil in La Dangerous.
That formula is just beautiful.
It's
though.
So beautiful. And it was when I saw her on one of her videos, she put a red underneath and then totally coated this, because I originally had been wearing it with the berries. Yeah. And it makes it so much more like multi-dimensional. And I think for a lot of people, they'll see a metallic and be like, no thank you. This is very, very sophisticated, and I think it's also that nice in between of a berry and a more fuchsia deep pink. So it's not, you know, so much that it's definitely autumn winter or really relevant to kind of one season only. I feel like it's really pretty. It looks cool with like white t-shirt and jeans, but it also looks great with like sort of a tux type suit. Really, really like it.
Nice.
That's what I've got, Lindsay. What have you got?
Loved it. I have got two cheap options, which I'm quite proud of myself. First up, I have got the ColourPop Luxe Lips in the Velvet Blur formula. I got a bunch of them, because I am a monster, and there was free shipping on $35, so I was like,
gotta be dumb.
Fill that basket. I think it's really, really good. We already know I love the ColourPop Luxe Lips formula. I think it's one of the standout launches from last year. They're $7. They can't be beat. They are fantastic. The color choice is great. They feel amazing.
Packaging's cute.
They have the bullet is cute. They have the cute little stars embossed on them. These are gorgeous. They're such a lovely addition. When we first talked about them coming out, before we had them, and we were like, oh, I don't know, are they going to be like matte Generation G from Glossier, or are they going to be more like the crushed lips from Bobbi Brown? They're actually, and I brought one for show and tell, much closer to the MAC Powder Kiss. So
yes,
I'm giving it to you.
So much more pigment in them.
Yes, they're very powdery.
I love it.
They've got that sort of silicone slip. So if you do that one and then that one, you can feel it. That's the closest thing is the MAC Powder Kiss. So that when you put it on, they've almost got a powdery feel that is a silicone on your lip that gives them the slip.
I love these modern formulas.
Oh my
so
goodness.
Good.
And they're so comfortable to wear. They just slip onto the lip right away. They're so pigmented. I've been wearing Super Bloom and K-Bop.
Love the orangey K-Bop one you've got. K-Pop. Which was the orangey one?
Super Bloom was the one I was wearing when I came in. That was sort of an orangey coral.
Yeah, so pretty.
But there's also K-Bop is like an orangey red, which is that one. That's gorgeous.
That's the one. That's the one I saw.
Yes. And they're just stunning. They're so easy to wear. And I've shied away from red for so long. And now I know I'm like mad into my red phase and brights. But they're so easy. They're just gorgeous. And they just feel so comfortable.
Is this the one you were wearing when you came in?
No, that was Super Bloom. That's this one. That was a pinkier coral. Yeah, K-Bop is like an orangey red. Super Bloom is a corally pink. There's a lot of good colors. There's a lot of nudes, if you like a nude. I would say you want to prep before you put them on because it is matte leaning. So if you have any dry spots, it's going to cling to that. But you can't really go wrong. Harry is currently applying K-Bop and losing her tiny mind. Oh, it looks gorgeous. It looks really nice on you too. Harry is sold. Harry has to buy it. You can't hear her because her mic is in her vagina. while she applies a lipstick. And now I'm making her laugh when she applies a lipstick, so I should stop. But it's so gorgeous. And they feel so nice. And it is a different finish. I actually really like to dab it into the corner of my, the center of my mouth and smear it out, smudge
K-pop
it out.
K-pop is beautiful. Yeah. I love that.
It really such lends a nice itself. Orange. I mean, it's called a blur lip, but it really lends itself to that blur lip.
It's quite
trend.
A 70s orange, which I like. It's definitely got that kind of like brownie tone. That's she's trying to cover it up with all whitening. Her makeup. So I'm she can sorry, steal I'm not it. Trying to steal it. I'm
she's
not.
She's trying to thieve it. Be gone she's with trying you. To thieve it. And my second highlight, they're amazing. ColourPop, Lux Lips, Velvet Blur, Clolloplop, Yellowplop. I love them. I've got a bunch of them, and there's not a single dud in the pack. And then my second highlight this week is going to be the L'Oreal Infallible Full Wear Concealer. I picked this up when I picked up the foundation, and I really like the foundation, but I really, really like the concealer. And you know I'm not a concealer person. You know I'm too lazy to be a concealer person, but this is so good. It's a pretty good dupe for Shape Tape. I actually think I like it better than Shape Tape. It's really easy to work with. There are a billion colors. That's not a technical number. That's not accurate. But I got one that was very light to brighten under the eyes, and then one that's a perfect match for my skin tone.
Amazing.
So I managed to find two in the range that work for me. They're super affordable. They're super functional. They do exactly what it says on the tin. They don't crease. They don't shift. They don't fade. Paddington is moving under his blanket, which is hilarious. Paddington, what's your highlight? He says nothing. Leave me alone. L'Oreal Infallible Full Wear Concealers. Definitely check those out because they are a bargain.
I'm definitely
really going
to get my hands on those.
They're so good. You'll love it. You'll really love it because it's really, really, really good. And I think that about
does
it.
That's it for this week.
I think so. Oh, look, he's coming out. Come on. Paddington.
I can see his nose. No, his nose not. Is sticking out. And he's like oh, it's so much warmer in here though.
Yeah, that's fair. It's cold in LA.
I brought a coat. Thank you so much for listening, guys. As always, you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, all the good socials, at Full Coverage Pod. Definitely come give us a follow and you can catch up on all your beauty news and beauty, well, everything beauty related over there.
And come and join the Facebook group, the Beauty Banter, facebook.com/FullCoverage Podcast. Top pinned posts on that page will take you through to the Beauty Banter group. Click it. It will ask you two very simple questions. You will answer them because you are a decent human being and not be all the people that keep trying to join without answering, which is like, why would I be asking you questions if I didn't want to know the answer? And then we will approve you and you'll be in the group, and then you will be in this 3,000 strong group of humans who are amazing going, oh, that's nice.
Oh, that's nice.
Talking about amazing makeup and beauty and generally being outstanding. And if you felt so inclined, you could always pop over to Apple Podcasts, leave us a little star review and a little comment.
That would be amazing. I would so appreciate that.
There's literally hundreds of thousands of people listening to this, and there's 187 reviews.
So
while those 187 people might be my 187 favourite people in the world,
yeah,
I know there's more of you that could leave a review.
And I want more people to know about Full Coverage. I feel like they need it in their lives.
Yeah.
Everyone needs a Marie Kondo moment to find the joy.
Not this episode.
Not this episode. We've done better. It's fair to say we've done better.
If you leave us a review, we will do better.
If you leave us a review, we will strive to be better.
Our next episode will feature...
I thought you were going to lie then and be like, and if you all leave a nice review, next week we'll have Mariah Carey on. And I was like, Lindsay,
Lawrence.
You can't say things
Jennifer
like that.
Discussing her most recent engagement.
That's worth 5 stars.
That's worth sticking in for the next episode. You've got through this.
You've got
one.
This far.
Oh God, we're so sorry. And on that note, thank you so much for listening.
And for always listening, guys. You guys are the best.
We love you and we'll be back soon.
Take care, guys. Bye. I'm probably gonna get done for something really bad on this podcast.
I will edit it.
You better. Don't you be taking me under now, honey boo.
I will throw you under that bus.